We've had several of these now, and we've had the opportunity to tighten the program. The purpose of this is to provide the Lexington music community, and that's a pretty broad umbrella. It can be anybody from venue owners who present music to the performers themselves, to studio operators and owners, people who put on concerts, whoever has a relationship with the performance or presentation of live music. We bring experts in various fields of music into Natasha's for a day of hour-long workshops. It might be the Small Business Administration talking to musicians under the topic the band is a small business, because quite often band leaders need that kind of information. They don't really think of their band as a small business, where, you know, they run into tax issues, to management issues, organizational issues. This just kind of helps things move more smoothly. It is an organization, so it might be a workshop on how to market your band. Then we also present some specific artists that somehow interacted with Llama in a live performance that evening. And it's a day of basically indulging in many aspects of the music scene here in Central Kentucky.
In addition to an annual day of workshops, Llama meets regularly year-round, providing resources and assistance both in person and online. The group is also in dialogue with colleagues in other markets as a way of researching best practices for creating a vibrant music environment.
I'm not alone in this. There are a number of us, musicians in town and venue owners and operators, who have looked at other markets and how they have been succeeding in building their music scene. And an indication of a healthy music scene is one that can support a lot of live performance, one that produces its own sound. The Memphis sound, the Austin sound, the Seattle sound. We have a lot of ingredients here that could coalesce into a Lexington sound, and we're very interested in developing that. So we saw the need for some sort of organizational force that could keep an eye out for all those pieces and keep pulling them together.
Heavy weather down on the coastline, heavy weather all the ships at sea. It was murder in the third degree.
Martin says Llama's membership ranges from teenagers and their parents to those like himself, the more senior members of the group. Martin says for him, age has brought not only business experience, but an awareness of himself as a better musician.
It's changed markedly in a couple of ways. First, I've learned to play less. It's very tempting to fill every space in there because you enjoy playing. You're doing it because you enjoy it. It doesn't occur to you that taking your hands off the keyboard or off the fretboard is also playing, leaving space in there for an idea to form in the listener's mind, to create texture and breadth and depth to the piece. Mm-hmm. So we've had to learn that on our own, pretty much. Discipline. You get older, you become more disciplined in your playing and in your the process of writing a song. Quite often in our band, somebody will bring a song to the table. In fact, we have an understanding that if you're going to bring an original song to the table, you have to be willing to allow the entire band to collaborate on it. It's like with anything involving what happens when you age, you become more patient, more disciplined, more thoughtful.
That's Tom Martin of the Lexington Area Music Alliance. Their Llama-Rama Day of Workshops begins Saturday morning at 10 at Natasha's. The music we're hearing is that of Llama member Patrick McNeese.